Good day, beloved. Growing up on the south side of Chicago, my neighborhood friends and I played hours of basketball at the school playground. But to get a chance to play, you had to be picked by one of the two best players who picked people to be on their team. It was always kind of sad seeing the guys on the sidelines who didn't get a chance to play that day because they did not get picked. Game after game, there was always somebody on the sideline who never got a chance to play because they never got chosen to get in the game. And that was because others of us did not think that their skills were good enough to help us win the game. Game after game, glad faces would turn to sad faces as sooner or later they would slowly walk away from the court because they realized that they would not get chosen to play that day. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus is not like we were on the basketball court back then. Because in John 15, the 16th verse, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to bear fruit." Fruit that will last. Jesus does not seek out the so-called best players to be on his team. Jesus does not look for the largest or fastest or strongest players to stand with him on the court of life. Jesus does not pick any particular person to participate on his team. Jesus chose you, beloved, because Jesus loves you just the way that you are. Jesus wanted you on his team just because he cares for you unconditionally. Jesus, God's great go-to man, wanted you to be on his team so badly that he hung, bled, and died on an old rugged cross for you. But early Sunday morning, the MVP of the universe got up with all power in his hand, saying to you and to me, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." As you were chosen, beloved, and that's some good news. No matter how many times you have failed in this life, Jesus chose you because the Lord needs you. No matter what you have done or how many times you have done it, you have been chosen by the Christ because he cares for you. No matter how you look to others, Jesus chose you because you look good to him. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, then believe also in me." You, beloved, are chosen to be on the greatest team in all of history because you are a key player in the plan of God, who says to you, "I know the plans I have for you, plans not to harm you, but to prosper you, to give you hope and a future." So be encouraged today and tell somebody else who feels left out on the sidelines of life that they too have been picked out by the Prince of Peace to be placed on his sacred squad of service. So make it a great day. And I'm so glad the tomb was empty because we have been chosen by the Christ. Be encouraged.